The state's Division of Senior and Disability Services has begun work to overcome a federal order removing its authority to accept new applications for personal care assistance and for programs offering help to people needing waivers to be able to receive Medicaid services. But Division Director Rebecca Hilgendorf says she doesn't know how long it will take to make the improvements necessary after a recent federal review. The review by the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found the state management to be out of compliance with federal standards in all aspects of the programs. Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson Terry Compton said the federal review had been planned for later this year but got accelerated attention after reports surfaced of a backlog of more than 2,000 assessments of people requesting services in Alaska. The review noted that during a 2.5-year span, 27 people had died while waiting for initial assessments, and another 200 had died waiting for reassessments due to changing needs. Hilgendorf says those results concerned the division, too, and she recognizes the need for improvement.
The people who receive our services are the frail and elderly, people who have multiple disease processes occurring in their lives, and that natural client deaths do occur as people are receiving services.
And Marcy Rhine, the chief of programs at the division, said they have a process to try to avoid complications.
Acknowledging that we have a backlog, we also have a process to triage those waiting for an assessment so that there's a process for us to expedite an assessment if there appears to be a change in condition. If somebody's health is declining or their needs have significantly changed, we can move them to the front of the line, so to speak, in order to accommodate and make sure that we're addressing those changing needs.
Hilgendorf says the $250 million state and federal program is sufficiently funded, but has had trouble hiring qualified people to work in the system. Her biggest need to reduce the backlog is nurses who can perform the assessments of new applicants, usually a 90-day process. With a 40% vacancy rate, she said, the state is increasing its efforts to recruit people for the jobs. She says they are also expanding the job description to allow social workers or health care management professionals to perform the assessments. Hilgendorf began work as division director in December of last year. The federal report determined that the problems began in 2006 when the legislature included non-binding language in the budget calling for steps that could reduce state spending on the program and could prevent suspected misuse of the system.